Good morning. A damp start to the day across interior New York and New England, with another weak low pressure wave shearing off to our south, producing a lot of clouds and a little bit of spotty light rain activity, primarily south of I-90. We're also seeing areas of fog and drizzle this morning, and most places are in the lower to mid-30s, which means a few spots could be at or below freezing, producing some black ice or maybe even some patchy freezing drizzle in some of the mountain valleys in the southern Adirondacks and over into central and southern Vermont. The rest of the region mainly dry, and readings will start to climb after sunrise, and most everyone will reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s today for daytime highs, with a continuation of a few spotty light rain showers and some drizzle. After that wave passes by, dry weather will start to move in tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and temperatures will drop back into the 20s. At this point, we'll track a more potent wave out of the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys into the northeast. The track of this low will push snow into the region overnight Wednesday night, and the snow will add up before sunrise to about 2 to 4 inches across the region. At that point, milder weather will start to move in on Thursday morning for the commute, and it looks like we'll have a transition from snow to sleet and freezing rain briefly before we see just plain rain with this system as the low pressure center passes overhead. While temperatures will stay below freezing for the first few hours on Thursday morning, highs will reach into the upper 30s on Thursday afternoon as the steady precipitation tapers off to scattered rain showers. Much colder air will build in behind this system as it departs on Thursday night. On Friday, skies will be mostly sunny, but highs will only reach back to around 20 degrees. Many locations will be below zero on Friday night and when we wake up on Saturday morning, and the weekend will start off sunny and cold with highs only in the lower 20s. A weak disturbance will push milder air back into the region with a few rain and snow showers on Sunday with highs in the upper 30s before reaching back into the lower 40s with increasing clouds on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the southern United States from the southern Rockies to the mid-Atlantic will have scattered to widespread rain and snow through the middle of the week. Pooling moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will fuel nearly continuous rain showers and thunderstorms over this region as a cold front slowly progresses across the central United States. The Storm Prediction Center has identified the area from eastern Texas to the southeast at risk for severe storms. This environment will also be conducive for periods of moderate to heavy rainfall, especially over areas that have had several inches of rain in the past 1 to 2 weeks. With the soil near saturation and multi-day averages of 3 to 7 inches of rain in the forecast, there's a high risk for widespread flooding concerns from central Mississippi to northern Georgia. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a southwest wind at 23, gusting to 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility with light drizzle and fog, 35 degrees, the dew point 31, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, lower 40s, Boston cloudy with rain in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low, 32, the average temperature, 37, that's 12 degrees above normal. 22 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 6 tenths of an inch of snow, 4.2 inches now for the month, which is a half inch below normal, and 39.5 inches for the season, which is 1 tenth of an inch of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 59, set in 1981, and the record low, 18 below zero in 1962. Sunrise this morning, 6:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:21 p.m. 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few snow showers tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few light rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower 40s. Snow early Thursday morning changing to mixed precipitation, then rain showers on Thursday afternoon, upper 30s. Mostly sunny, near 20 on Friday. Sunny, lower 20s on Saturday. A few rain and snow showers Sunday, upper 30s. And increasing clouds Monday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.